This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, you're kissing Chase Utley, and that's it.
Why are you pushing Chase Utley on me? It's starting to get weird.
This is the Hot Corner.
Okay, look, I have a plan, all right? And it involves you getting this letter to him when you got out there to kiss him. Now, I have given this to Major League Baseball, his lawyer, his manager, his mom, and he has not gotten back to me, which means he hasn't gotten it yet. So just...
Did you write a love letter to Chase Utley?
With Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
In a lot of ways, yes, I do love him, but that is not a love letter in the way that you're thinking of it, okay? There's nothing sexual or...
Okay. That sounds good. I'm gonna read it. Dear Chase. There's stickers.
Yeah.
My God.
On the Odyssey app.
Dear Chase, I feel like I can call you Chase because you and me are so much alike. I would love to meet you someday. It would be great to have a catch. I know I can't throw as fast as you, but I think you would be impressed with my speed. Did you have a good relationship with your father? Me neither.
And 1080.
These are all things we can talk about and more. I am sure our relationship would be a real home run.
The Fan.
All right, welcome into the second hour of the Hot Corner. You're missing the first hour. You can download that at the Fan Podcast at 1080thefan.com. The Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts, including places that rhyme with North Carolina is blowing out a fight. Fair or foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour and a half hour, so we'll do that. Everybody's favorite. How dare they get put in the tournament?
I swear to God, that'll stop your heart. No, don't do it.
Oh, my God, that's North Carolina's music.
No, the outrage.
So, yeah, there's that. If you smell what North Carolina is cooking. Usually these play-in games are pretty solid. Did you watch that St. Francis, Alabama State?
Well, that was a good finish. Yeah.
I did not. But I
still firmly believe that 16 seeds shouldn't be playing play-in games. What do they tell you in the tournament? Win your conference tournament, you're in.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I think every single 11 seed should be a play-in game.
I like that. I mean,
if
honestly,
you won your division, if you won your conference tournament, you're in.
Was never a fan of the play-in games to begin with.
The fact that St. Francis doesn't get to go to the true big dance is garbage. They did everything you told them to do. And now they don't get to play? Because they had to play another 16 team to decide who gets to get smacked by Auburn?
Well, what if it's like...
It was great TV, but I think that's garbage. Make all these fringe teams do it.
What if it is like a team that made a run in, I don't know, like the American Conference or whatever the
sure.
hell. Not even American. That's actually not that terrible
it's
of a
not
conference.
That bad of a conference, yeah.
Like, let's say like the Southwest Athletic or the Patriot
the
Conference.
Yeah.
You know, something
yeah.
like that. And like their 12 seed makes a wild run in their conference tournament. And it's like, wow, they finished the regular season 12-19, but here they are.
I love your announcer voice,
their,
by the way.
With their ticket punch to march. It's kind of like...
Mm. Passing it down to the big fella.
They probably should prove it one more time.
No, I know.
Just to be safe.
But you're telling me... You're telling me all I... This is what you have to do to get into the tournament, okay? You need to win your conference tournament, and you are in. The rest, we choose based on whether or not we like you, okay? So now, you have told me the one thing I can do that doesn't leave it into your hands is to win my conference tournament. Now I got to play on a Tuesday against another 16?
I
don't like it. I don't like it. I like the 11 games.
I'm playing devil's advocate a bit, but I hear you. It's like, we won our conference. We checked the box.
You told me what I needed to do, and I did it.
We should be a part of the Thursday-Friday action regardless. It's not my fault that Indiana sucks and we want to play an extra game. I know they're not in, but like giving North Carolina, who, you know, they are proving that they should be in the tournament right now.
I also think it would cut out a lot of that BS about people left out. Okay, so North Carolina, San Diego State are two of the last teams to get in. Xavier and Texas are two of the last teams to get in, all right? If you create two more of those games, there's West Virginia, there's Boise State, there's all those schools are there, and let your teams that won their conference in.
I mean, you might as well just expand the tournament at that point.
I don't want to expand.
But you're talking about is getting pretty close to
it. No, but did Arkansas really need to get in?
But we're already at 68.
Did Arkansas need to get in?
So how many more play-in games are you asking for?
Well, I think,
I'm asking for the same play-in games. I'm just asking for equal representation.
You got it. You're looking for DEI.
Arkansas went 6-13 in the SEC, and they're a 9 seed.
Oh yeah,
really?
I can't argue with that.
I'd rather St. Francis be a 15 or a 16.
Listen, with me knowing
and make Arkansas go play, you know, Creighton.
With me knowing little to nothing about this college basketball season, it's my understanding the SEC was pretty good this year.
They were pretty good. They're very good. I have three of their teams in the Final Four.
And I'm going to go on a limb and saying that Arkansas won some games earlier in the season that makes their
resume. It's Calipari and it's TV and all that kind of jazz.
Yeah, they beat Michigan in December.
Michigan not been pretty good.
Not a bad squad.
They got 2 7-feeders.
Not a bad squad.
7-feeders. 2 7-feeders.
They
Twin
all,
Towers, baby.
I mean, they lost to Baylor only by 5.
Baylor's a tourney team.
So I don't know. I mean, shake our fists, but fill out a bracket at the same time.
It's North Carolina is almost up by 40.
How dare they prove people so wrong?
Let's talk about baseball. Joe, is there anything this year, you know, let's take Dodgers aside. You know, obviously, they're the perennial favorite. And we'll take the Gerrit Cole storyline out. Is there anything in baseball that you are very intrigued to see how it goes? Like Juan Soto signs in New York. What are the Mariners spent nothing, but they have the best rotation in baseball. Ronald Acuna's back. The fall of the Astros. If there's anything in baseball that you're really curious about this year, I would like to ask what that is.
Yeah, I would say in the American League, I am intrigued to see what happens with really the top of that division. And because I feel like it's not a...
What division?
Of the AL East, sorry.
AL East, okay.
I don't think that is a two-man race this year. I think the Red Sox have thrown their hat into the ring with some of their offseason acquisitions. I'm very intrigued to see what the hell happens in the AL Central this year. I mean, really, the entire American League, each division, I am very enthralled as far as to see who comes out on top and how competitive they are. If it turns into a three-team race in all three divisions, which it could. I mean, hell, last year the Central was essentially a four-team race almost all the way up until the end. We talked about the AL West in the last segment, but with the AL East, the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Orioles, are the Tampa Rays going to do Tampa things?
Are the Blue Jays going to be better? They got guys.
I'm very intrigued. I know this is an AL show based off of our favorite teams, but I am very intrigued to see what the hell happens in all of those divisions. And to switch over to the National League, I would say the two biggest things for me are, can the Braves get back to form? And what Acuna. Is it? And what does your boy do in Cincinnati?
Well, not I only mean, Acuna.
Tito's such a wild card.
Not only Acuna, but a subject of fair or foul for me. Spencer Strider, yeah. too, yep. coming
I mean,
back.
Their yeah, whole team, I mean, being healthy, essentially.
Is Sale the same Sale as last year? He won the Cy Young.
Who cares?
Reynaldo Lopez, is he able to replicate right. what he did for them as well?
I want to go to your American League talk real quick. The Central is fascinating to me. I'm with you on the East as well. And I know I'm biased. I know I'm a Cleveland guy. But I think I would honestly say this without being a Cleveland guy. The Central is fascinating to me. Last year, who was picked to win the division? The Minnesota Twins. Three of those teams in the of the five made the playoffs. Who didn't? The Minnesota Twins. My big curiosity with the Central is, do they all take another step? And those three teams still get in the playoffs, Cleveland, Kansas City, Detroit? Because I still think those three teams are better than Minnesota. I truly believe that. I think Minnesota has, similar to Seattle, a bunch of what-ifs, but their what-ifs are injuries, okay? Death, taxes, and Royce Lewis is hurt, okay? Death, taxes, and Byron Buxton's gonna get hurt, okay? Like, Carlos Correa, like, good God, did the Giants dodge a bullet on that one. You know, good God, did Houston, was Houston glad to let him go. So I'm not in there. But does Detroit get better? Does Kansas City get better? Does Cleveland get better? Or do they all regress and they send one team to the playoffs?
Yeah.
Because the Orioles are good. The Red Sox take that step. The Yankees are there and the Rays play spoiler. Or the Blue Jays all of a sudden come out of nowhere and finish second in that division. I think the Central to me is absolutely fascinating for that.
Yeah.
With you switching over to the National League, Joe, my biggest question mark, honestly, is the Philadelphia Phillies. That's my biggest one.
It's funny because
that window is here. It's now. They were in the World Series 2 years ago, 3 years ago, whatever it was. But Realmuto, Castellanos, Harper, those guys are getting old. Trey's going to be there for a while, yeah. But can Alec Boehm, can Bryson Stott, can Brandon Marsh, can those guys get it? Because Philly to me reminds me of the Kansas City Chiefs.
But without championships?
Without championships, yes. Like, you are really good.
See, and
you
that's...
got a mix of young, you got good pitching, you got good hitting, you've got a superstar in Bryce Harper, just like Patrick Mahomes. You know, you've got another guy in Trey Turner, like you do Travis Kelce kind of thing. You know, I think, you know, the lead singer of Matchbox 20 is a pretty solid manager, but you're getting old. Like, your window is closing, and your window is closing while others are opening. This, for me, is a big year for the Phillies. And if they don't go to at least the NLCS, Rob Thompson gets fired. And they start looking around, like, yeah. dumping Castellanos, trading Realmuto, all that kind of stuff. Like, Bryce Harper, your friends might be gone in a year.
I don't know. I just don't know if I can lean that way because Bryce Harper is still very much in his prime.
Very much.
So are you, if you're the Phillies, are you really going to hit the reset button that hard if you aren't going to the World Series or winning the World Series, winning the pennant? I mean,
well, they have a problem and it's not their fault. Their problem is the Dodgers. That's their problem.
Well, and again, it's
and the Mets have Soto, and is Acuna back to being Acuna?
It's kind of like a 90s Bulls problem. It's like, yeah, you're really good, but you're playing in an era where there's just one dominant team.
Mm-hmm.
And before you even started,
how many titles does Reggie Miller have? How many titles does Karl Malone have if there's no Michael?
He has more illegitimate kids than he does titles.
Akeem has two because Michael's not there.
Yeah.
It's true.
Before you even talked about the Phillies, I mean, they crossed my mind. It was one of those, I'm like, oh, what happens with the Phillies? Well, they're going to be good. Like,
they are going to be good.
I fully anticipate them being a playoff team. I think their rotation is fantastic. I mean, the Mets are going to be...
Suarez, Wheeler, Nola, they got that kid from Miami, Lizardo. Their rotation is going to be good.
Are the Mets going to capitalize on the Soto signing?
Right.
God, the NL Central, again, it's funny that, like, the two...
Death, taxes, and the Brewers win the Central.
Well, and also, like, the two teams I'm most interested in are the two teams that don't make the playoffs.
The Reds
ever.
And the Pirates.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, what is going to happen Tito? With
Tito?
And then are the Pirates who
Ellie and O'Neill, like we want to see these kids.
Year two of Paul Skeens and Libby Dunn. Are they going to capitalize on that? Are they going to actually try and win?
Hunter Green's been going so high in fantasy drafts. People are so high on him.
There's intriguing stories all over the place. I would say that the American League, again, top to bottom for the most part, outside of like the Angels and the White Sox, every team in that league is intriguing to me.
It's viable.
It's like, I don't know what the hell is going to happen in the American League this year. That's why that league to me is more intriguing, with National League having just a few teams where I'm like, oh, I'm curious to see what happens.
It's very top heavy in the National League. Yeah. All right. Speaking of that, let's slide over. Let's make some picks, guys. Give me your Cy Young favorites, your MVP favorites, and we'll do some World Series. That's next. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris. Schultzy on the ones and twos, 1080 The Fan. Fair Foul coming up here in about 15 minutes. I want to use this opportunity to kind of just give some shout outs, guys. Are there players that you think are going to have great seasons? And we'll tone that to awards and such. Like I'll start with this. Cy Young. I want to start with Cy Young. In the American League, I think there is, if I were a betting man, I would probably say I would take Max Fried as the American League Cy Young winner. I think with Gerrit Cole going down, Max Fried needs to step up. He's a Yankee. I think he's got it in him. I do think we are going to unlock peak Max Fried this year. I'm biased. I love Max Fried. I very much think he's great. I wouldn't be shocked if it's a Logan Gilbert as well for the Cy Young. I know a lot of people really love Brian Wu as a dark horse for a Cy Young. And Jacob DeGrom, if Jacob DeGrom is throwing, Jacob DeGrom is one of the best things I've ever seen on a mound. And that includes the Clemens, Maddox, Johnsons of the world. I'll tell you my dark horse, my Cy Young, the pitcher that I really want to watch this year and see how he does, Shane McClanahan in Tampa. I love him. I love him to death. He's fully healthy. They really let him take a long, long recovery on his Tommy John. I think Shane McClanahan is a top five pitcher in baseball, and I can't wait to see him show everyone this year.
That'd be great. That'd be a great redemption story. And again, that would be just Tampa doing Tampa things, right? Mm-hmm. Have yourself a Cy Young pitcher in a season where you're
expected to be bad.
Three other teams are going to win this division.
You don't have a roof on your dome.
Yeah. I love all those. I mean, Max Fried right now, third best odds in most books, maybe third, fourth.
Who's number one?
Tarik Skubal.
Skubal's great, and I mean I could totally see him get it.
Your Logan Gilbert, he's looking around anywhere between five and six best odds.
Okay,
depending on what market.
Like what are the odds?
Plus 1,000, plus 1,100.
I kind of want to put some money on that one.
Some money. We'll be at LNA.
Yes, we will. Shane McClanahan, though. I mean, BetMGM's got him at plus 2,000.
I mean, it's post Tommy John. You just don't know.
Plus 2,500 in another book, Caesars. But I mean, that's like good for looking at it. I mean, that's good for about like 11th. 10th or 11th best odds.
Unless Skubal goes on an absolute tear in the American League, I think this Cy Young is wide open.
Well, it's just very rare. Like,
hey, guess who's coming back in June? Shane Bieber.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Guess who's back? Jacob DeGrom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, there are guys. The Seattle Mariners have five pitchers that are all
legitimately
in the top 25 favored to win a Cy Young.
Well, in the National League, we haven't had a repeat Cy Young since DeGrom in 2018, 2019. And it's funny, Scherzer did it back-to-back years before that, too. You literally had two guys winning the Cy Young over a four-year period in the National League. As far as the American League goes, we haven't had a repeat American League, like, back-to-back. Kluber won it twice in Cleveland.
But not back-to-back.
But not back-to-back. I mean, the last back-to-back American League winner.
Let me guess.
Pedro?
I was going to guess Pedro, but I think the answer is Randy Johnson.
The answer is...
That was in the NL.
Pedro.
Pedro.
99-2000.
Yeah. And NL has to be Randy, right? 01, 02. Oh, he did three in a row. 01, 02, 03. Excuse me.
He won four in a row.
He is nuts.
But I think he got one in Seattle, and then when Arizona.
Because he was traded that year to Houston, I don't think he won that year.
Okay.
He won three. Four in a row in Arizona.
So, yeah, Arizona. God, that bastard.
He's so good. He's so good.
I just hate him because he's wearing it. I love him, but I hate it because he's wearing an Arizona Diamondbacks cap.
He won a World Series there and an MVP.
So, I mean, if you're Tarik Skubal, you're literally looking to do something in the American League that hasn't done and been done in essentially 25 years.
National League, I think, is going to be really interesting. Can Sandy Alcantara be the great that he is, but does he get traded to the Yankees, to the Orioles? Like, where does Alcantara go?
Please go to the Orioles.
I would actually argue in the National League, if I had to put money down outside of, like, maybe a Zach Wheeler, I might throw it on Blake Snell. Like,
really?
I mean, the dude's won two Cy Youngs. Like, who says he can't win a third?
Yeah, but they've got so many other pitchers in Los Angeles.
So? Stats are stats.
No, but what I'm saying is he might actually be taken out a little bit more often than he'd like.
Because that's true. Their bullpen is loaded.
It's like, oh, let's go bullpen to Trinan. Let's go to this guy.
Like, it's not a shock that Yamamoto didn't throw into the sixth inning yesterday, but it's not a shock because it's mid-March in Tokyo, but that is a classic August Yamamoto start. Oh, you throw five innings, give up no runs and three hits in the bullpen.
Yeah, but because he's on the Dodgers.
That's why I don't have any Dodger starters on my fantasy team.
That's a smart move.
Stayed away from all of them.
And because Blake Snell's on the Dodgers, I'm thinking you got to throw somebody like Paul Skenes, who the Pirates are leaning heavily on, into the conversation.
He's going to throw a lot.
Yeah. And he is the heavy favorite in the National
League. Yeah, I would bet him hard.
I would say Skenes, Hunter Green for Cincy, because Tito and pitching, God, he's so good with it. But my dark horse in the National League, if I can throw a Shane McClanahan at you in the National League, is going to be Logan Webb. I love Logan Webb. I think he is an innings eater. He is a hoss. He is just a dude, and I would love to see him kind of come through.
Well, I'm nervous. I'm looking at the
list.
Also,
Schwellenbach. I love Schwellenbach in Atlanta.
I'm nervous to take anybody that is not really anybody in the West, because I feel like it's just there's a lot of good offenses.
So loaded. Yeah.
It's tough.
Pitchers are going to get hit in the West.
Yeah. Like, again, and most of the favorites, I mean, a lot of them are in that division outside of, you know, Skenes and Sale. Well, actually, the top three are not in that division at all. But I mean, like, Snell has the fourth best odds, Corbin Burns, Dylan Cease.
And let's not sleep
Zach
on
Gallen.
I was
going to
say,
King.
Let's not sleep on guys like Zach Gallen and Michael King and Aaron Nola. You know, I know Wheeler is the guy there, but Nola's good too.
Yeah. And
it won't be a Met, I'll tell you that.
And it's funny. It's like sometimes, like, the Cy Young, it's either won by, like, a generational pitcher and then also someone, like, completely out of left field
who just had an ace year.
Right. So that's where I'm, like, trying to look. Is it like, okay, yeah, is it a Skenes who is a once in a generation player, or is it going to be Freddie Peralta?
Right.
You know,
right.
Like, is he going to come in and have a great year and then just shut down the NL Central? Is it going to be a Justin Steele, who was having a great season last year and was a Cy Young contender?
Who's that other kid for the Pirates, too?
Jones.
Jones
is good, too.
Nasty slider. Nasty slider.
Jones is good too. He's top 15 pitcher in fantasy. You know, not to hype on fantasy, but
gotta get him, baby.
But I'm just kind of in fantasy zones right now. Let's switch over to MVPs real quick, and I want to start in the National League.
Did we give our picks? Or?
I mean, I don't know if we need to give picks.
Okay,
I think it's just more of like an open conversation.
It was just fun to see. I picked Alek Manoah a couple seasons ago for that to just turn out totally
just
off,
terrible,
like, fall right off of the freaking cliff.
And then to MVP, like, I want to start in the National League. I mean, obviously it's Shohei. Who's going to win the National League? It's the Dodgers. Who's going to win the MVP? It's probably Shohei.
Oh, no, Juan Soto, yeah.
Is there anybody that you like in the National League other than Shohei to make one? Because I got one.
Man, it's just so hard, like, to say, like, outside of Shohei. I mean, I'm looking at the MVP odds right now, so it's, you know, I could be like, oh, Soto, and there's Tatis. I mean, there's something about having a Mookie Betts there that's always going to be intriguing. Ellie De La Cruz has the fourth best odds in
some books. If Cincinnati makes the playoffs with Tito, I mean, it's doable. It's almost like voter fatigue. Like, Jokic is the best player in basketball, but I don't want to give it to him this year. We'll give it to somebody else.
I mean, other than Ohtani.
I don't think baseball works that way, but I could see it.
Yeah, we're getting into the new age, right? Tatis and Harper outside of Ohtani.
See, mine's Harper.
Yeah.
I think Bryce is going to have a monster year.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be... I think Bryce has 3 to 4 more years left in him of high-level baseball. I have a sneaky suspicion that this is going to be peak Bryce Harper. 42 bombs, 110 RBIs, solid first base defense. I think this might be peak Bryce Harper this year.
Well, and I'm intrigued. The guy that's like 6 best odds in the National League is our boy Kyle Tucker.
Sexy.
Like, is he able to just go to Chicago and immediately have a huge season where they're winning the division?
I think that stadium's perfect for him, too.
I mean, again, it's so hard to like say that anybody else besides Shohei Ohtani is going to win it, but all these guys have a chance. Tatis is really good. I don't know if I'm ever seeing him win an MVP.
Tatis hasn't been good since he got popped for steroids. Just throwing that out there.
Like, he has the 3rd best odds in the National
League. I don't love it.
Like, I would not.
I stayed away from him in fantasy. I wasn't interested.
As much as Ellie De La Cruz is fun, winning the MVP.
Ellie's got a little way to go before he wins an MVP. Soto over Ellie any day of the week.
Again, Shohei, Soto, Mookie Betts, he's already done it, so you can see him doing it. Kyle Tucker is one of those where I would love to see him get an MVP.
God, I love Kyle Tucker.
But he's going to need to do a lot to overcome the Ohtani factor, the Soto factor.
I'm so glad he's not in Houston.
I like your Bryce Harper pick, too. I know it's kind of like one of those.
I like your Tucker pick. Like, you're swinging me to the Kyle Tucker world.
But also, like, again, it's funny, you know, your Bryce Harper pick is like, oh, my God, to go on a limb.
I know they're both Astros, former Astros, but your Kyle Tucker, talking about Kyle Tucker in the National League, makes me think there's a chance Alex Bregman wins it in the American League. He is going to rake at Fenway. He is going to destroy Fenway. That could be an MVP.
Bregman's sitting at around 6,600 in BetMGM, which is good for about, I don't want to count, probably around like 13th, 14th best odds.
As long as Aaron Judge doesn't win it this year, I'm fine with it.
Aaron Judge is...
he's got to be one.
He's the favorite in most, but him and Bobby Witt have the same odds. Third,
Aaron Judge is a war of attrition. Is he healthy?
Third is Gunnar Henderson.
If Aaron Judge is healthy, he hits 62 bombs. If Aaron Judge is not healthy, he hits 35.
Jaron Duran, I'm looking at a list. He's like 11th at plus 5,000 odds.
Also, guys, who has finished in the top 5 of the MVP in the last 5 years that still hasn't won one?
Jose Ramirez.
Attaboy.
Yeah. Jose decked him.
Yeah.
Love Tom Hamilton.
I think Cleveland's going to be good.
I think really this award is Bobby Witt's to lose, though.
Yeah, probably in the American League. Yeah.
He's my favorite.
Just like the National League. It's Shohei's to lose.
Yeah. Well, again, but like Shohei. Like, obviously they're going to take him, but the American League, to me...
Once he starts pitching, dude, like, what if he has a sub-3 ERA?
The American League is a little bit more of a toss-up.
I agree.
You know, it is...
There's a lot more factors. Does Kansas City regress? Does Aaron Judge get hurt? You know, does Jose Ramirez finally get love? You know, does Julio blow up?
Does Gunnar Henderson have a better season than Bobby Witt?
Is Gunnar Henderson a Gold Glove shortstop and hit 45 bombs and bat 310? Does Julio Rodriguez hit 340 with 35 bombs and 60 stolen bags? Right. I don't know.
Now we're getting crazy.
Well, I'm just throwing it out there.
It's not crazy.
Settle down.
He's got 340?
Well, who knows? He's got the talent.
What is this, 2003?
Dude, what if Ronald Acuna Jr. has 40 home runs and 70 stolen bases?
That I can see.
And bats 320.
Julio
that you
Rodriguez,
can see because he's done.
Julio Rodriguez batting 340?
Dude, he's 23 years old, bro.
Just throwing it out there.
Okay.
He has the opportunity to do
so. Oh, but when Bobby Witt does it, you're like, whoa, that's normal.
340.
He's hit
290
there.
In his career at times.
Just threw it
hit
out
300
there.
And then just fallen off the cliff before.
What's his highest average
on
in a
it.
Season?
Of a season? I think it's like 280. He's played,
and we're going to expect him
he's
to hit
like
340.
No, he's not
going to
hit 340 because he's never seen an outside breaking pitch he didn't love.
Well, that's
he
true, too.
Slider to
hack
Julio.
Outside. Slider away. Up, strike three.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, 284.
Yeah, all right.
284.
But even in an off year, he rebounds to hit 275.
I would eat a shoe.
I did not mean to fire him up.
I would eat a shoe if Julio Rodriguez bat at 340.
I'm going to take that bet. I'm going to take that bet.
I'll eat a shoe.
just to watch Joe eat a shoe. I'll like pan sear it up with some garlic and onions.
Season it
up. I will cook that bad boy.
Baste that bitch in butter.
I will cook that bitch like you ain't never seen.
340.
Make you think about your mama.
I hope he finishes at 339.
Do you know what the... Gosh.
Can I get a plus or, can I get a plus or minus five?
Like, holy hell.
If he finishes at 335, can you still eat a shoe?
Hell no. Absolutely not.
All right. When we come back, it's fair or foul. We'll make our picks for the World Series on the other end. But first, that's my boy Jordan with sports.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, sorry about that. I was outside talking to Ryan Buckley, resident Dodger fan here, Ryan Buckley. He's from L.A., right?
You're just going to piss off every baseball fan in this
office. Oh, well, why not? Why not? Except for Rob. Like, nothing's near Kansas City.
Coming from the guy who literally switched teams three seasons ago.
That never happened.
And then switched back.
Nah, Indians for life. Tribe for life, dude.
You know, I just connected that dot. I'm like, you know, for someone to be calling someone in this office a fan of another team after switching teams like a 7-year-old.
No.
And Jason Swigard.
No. Swag's still a Dodger.
That's ridiculous, the fact that there are two grown men at 1080 The Fan that switch teams.
Hey, but
I
understood the errors of my ways and went back.
You do get some credit for that.
Thank you.
Jason Swigard leaving the Cowboys for the Chargers of all teams, which is essentially the
AFC version of the Cowboys.
I mean, dear God.
I know. I understood. And I understood my errors in like 6 months. Like, I figured it out. All right. I went back. I'm back to my homies.
Yeah,
I'm going to go buy a new hat.
Yes. Wait. Yeah. A Cincinnati Reds hat.
I think it's just hard to be a fan in the Pacific Northwest. We got to find teams to root for because there's no actual winners here besides maybe the Duckies.
All right. This is everybody's favorite fair or foul. Without further ado, we turn it over to our great friend over there who pushes buttons, Jordan Schultz.
Loved pushing buttons ever since I was a kid, apparently. So my grandparents told me. All right, guys. Let's start with Kyle Tucker. He is the first subject of...
Love Kyle Tucker.
I know, right? Of our fair or foul questions tonight. Obviously, new Cubs outfielder getting traded surprisingly from the Astros
still
to Chicago
in the
outfield. I know, it was pretty crazy, but hey, I'm going with Occam's Razor, and for some reason, Houston wanted Kyle Tucker and wanted Alex Bregman out of their clubhouse, out of their locker room. I don't know why. We're probably going to hear about it like in a book or like an article in The Athletic with Ken Rosenthal, down the road.
I don't really read sports books, but I'm going to read that one.
Right? It's, yeah, because the whole sign-stealing thing was fascinating to me, but then the crumbling of that locker room, frankly, would be even more fascinating. But in that, we see Kyle Tucker surprisingly on a new team. Now, he will be a free agent coming up here this offseason, so that might have been a reason that Houston was trying to get rid of him, maybe get some value for him now. He's hit 125 home runs, 417 ribbies in his career, .274 average. Basically been one of the most consistent outfielders since he got into the game, guys. Fair or foul, Kyle Tucker will be the next $400 million player in Major League Baseball.
I will go first. I will say two words. Short porch. That guy's a Yankee.
Gross.
I think the Yankees took a shot at Soto, and once they realized what that number was, they kind of... And then the Astros trade Kyle Tucker. Tucker is a really above-average defender in right field. He's a lefty. He is so consistent. That injury last year was weird. It almost felt like you said, like maybe the Astros didn't want him, so they like held him out longer maybe, or just let him heal fully so they could get full trade value. I don't understand it, because I think Kyle Tucker is a top five player in baseball. I think it's like, it's Shohei, it's Mookie, it's Soto, and then maybe it's Tucker, and then Judge. Like, I might rather have Kyle Tucker than Aaron Judge. Now, the problem in New York, if you sign Kyle Tucker, is Judge plays right, but you can move him to DH because Giancarlo's done.
He's never, anyway. Never playing anyways.
Yes. I think Kyle Tucker is going to get $500 million. Fair.
Oh, my God.
He won't get Vladdy money, because I don't think his name is as sexy as Vladdy or Soto. But anybody that watches the game knows Kyle Tucker's a top 10 player in the game. And he's going to get $500 million.
I don't know how many years left of team control arbitration Bobby Witt has for Kansas City.
Bobby Witt already signed a long-term deal with Kansas City.
That's right,
he gave an Acuna, Albies, yeah, Bregman, Julio kind of deal.
Well, as we saw with Manny Machado, those deals can be ripped up.
They can.
And replaced.
Alex Rodriguez has done it. Did it twice.
That was going to be my next, who I thought would be next as far as getting a big-ass contract like that. But, yes, thank you for correcting me. I'm looking at the future free agents. I mean, there's really only one player that stands out to me that could be that next player outside of him, and that's Vlad.
Yep. I mean, Ellie, maybe. But I feel like Cincinnati would be smart and give him a Witt Acuna type deal.
They need to.
Like,
yeah,
lock him up now.
Well, and it's like Kyle Tucker, he's got what? How many years left on his deal?
He's free agent at the end of the
after
year.
This year. That's, yeah, right, because this whole thing was a matter of like, yeah. I think this might be fair. I think this might be fair, especially if he has an MVP-like season and he returns to form, then someone's paying a pretty penny for him. I doubt that he gets anything done in the middle of the season with the Cubs. He's not just going to...
Yeah, the real fair or foul is he re-signs with the Cubs. Fair or foul.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Who's his agent? I don't even know, but they're not going to let him...
Like, I assume it's Scott Boyle.
Re-sign with the Cubs without testing the open market.
I will say that his calculated market value, and granted this is before the season has even began, is just shy of $28 million a year.
Oh, really?
So if
I feel
he were
like
to
that'd be a deal.
If he were to sign a seven-year deal... He'd be looking at just south of 200 mil.
That's like Julio money. That's not bad.
Like, that feels like such a steal.
But again, this is before the season has happened. Right, and right. So if he gets into June, July, and he is on a tear, it's like that is
I think he's gonna
bumping
have a great
up.
Year.
Bumping
and he's
up.
Getting closer to 30, so you wonder how long the length of the contract
is. That
would
close
be.
To 30?
I thought he was 28.
He's 28.
Yeah. Oh, he's 28.
It's like, so I think it's at least worth the conversation of how long would a team commit to him. Would it be 8 years? Would it be 10 years? But so both of you guys basically say yes, but Vladdy's kind of the other one.
Vladdy's
that's
the
what
big
I was seeing out there too.
Vladdy's 26. Exactly. Vladdy's the big one.
All right. All right, next up, guys, let's talk about some aces. Braves ace Spencer Strider coming back from Tommy John surgery today in his first spring training appearance. He faced 8 batters, struck out 6 of them.
Best mustache in the game.
It kind of looks like your mustache, Patrick, so not too shabby there. Of course, Shohei Ohtani, he has thrown 2 batters, not in a game, but we're hearing about him being ramped up possibly for a May return. Fair or foul, guys? Braves ace Spencer Strider will have a better season than Shohei as they both return from Tommy John surgery.
Pitching.
Pitching, baby.
Better than Shohei.
Yeah, I'm not counting his hitting.
And who?
Spencer Strider will have a better season than Shohei Ohtani as they come back from Tommy John. Fair or foul?
I'll jump on this. I'll say fair. I think the Dodgers are going to very much slow play. I mean, their starting pitchers get injured all the time, it seems like. And it might be one of those, like, I was proven wrong early in Shohei's career where I was like, dude, we got to stick to one. And then he had a couple magical seasons with the Angels where I'm like, okay, maybe he can do both. It's just having Tommy John, it scares me. It's kind of one of those, like, do you really want to press your luck with a talent like this at the plate at this point after having Tommy John? Do you really need it? You just won a World Series without him pitching. Do you really need him to be one of your starters?
Right.
And have him throwing? Like, to me, I think Strider, he is one of the best pitchers in the game, and the Braves need him to have a great season and bounce back after Tommy John. And I could have sworn, didn't he? It wasn't Tommy John. He had the plate.
It was
put
the
in,
restructural.
Right?
Well, it's like instead of doing the cut and then remake, it's banding the bones around the elbow joint together and then allowing it to naturally heal. I think is what
Tommy
it was.
John light.
Yeah, it's like a new age Tommy John.
But I'm gonna go Strider because also I want to see Strider return to form too. I like him.
I'll take it on the opposite side because I completely agree with you, Joe. Everything you say about that is correct. Shohei could pitch every 7 games for the Dodgers with how loaded they are.
It's true.
So I'm with you on that fair. But I think the other aspect to look at from the Braves side is you've got reigning Cy Young winner in Chris Sale, but who knows if Chris Sale can repeat that, all right? Chris Sale is Hall of Fame talent, but I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer. Can he continue what he did last year? That'll get him to Cooperstown, all right? Ronaldo Lopez, okay? Great story last year. Reliever turned starter was really crucial for them until he got hurt at the end of the year. Spencer Schwellenbach. I love Schwellenbach. I love him, love him, love him. I think his stuff is nice. I think he's really, really good. So from a whole staff point of view, you're not leaning on Strider. So that gives him a little bit of wiggle room. If he struggles, that's okay. If you need to sit him for a week or two, that's okay. My biggest concern with Strider, although I do think he is also another dark horse Cy Young candidate in the National League, is what does Spencer Strider look like September 1? Can you still throw him? Is there fatigue? Is that arm tired? Is he getting shelled in August? Do you shut him down for the postseason? And if you do, that's where a guy like Ohtani could really shine. I'll say fair, but to be opposite of Joe, it's not about Shohei pitching every 7 days. It's more about can Strider be the whole season.
All right. Looks like we only have time for 2. We've been talking a lot tonight, so I'll save my Mariners one for next week.
That's baseball, baby.
That's baseball, baby. All right, that is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up with some World Series picks. The Hot Corner, tonight, the Fan. Joe, did you know that the YouTube feed says that you don't follow through on bets?
Oh, no.
Joe runs his mouth but doesn't follow up on anything. He'll finish at 3:45 and Joel will make an excuse why he can't follow up on the bet. I heard the boys in the morning talking trash about you, too.
Yeah, they want me to run the 40.
Yeah, why don't you run the 40? What are you worried about?
He will finish at 3:45.
Oh, God. Oh, because you said you could run a 5:2:40?
5:2:7.
And then they called you fat.
Yeah, Dirk called me fat, and so if you want me to do something, that's the last way to get me to do something is by insulting me, so.
I know, and I'm the opposite, because then I'm like, you insult me, I'll show you, bro.
I like how that guy at YouTube says that Julio Rodriguez is going to finish at 3:45. Okay.
He was just saying if he finishes at 3:45.
No, he literally says he will finish at 3:45.
All right, absolutes. Only Sith deal in absolutes.
Oh, I get what he says now. He will finish at 3:45, and I will make an excuse as to why I won't eat a shoe.
Welcome to the show, Joe.
There we go. Yeah. Okay,
your name's on it.
Well, I won't eat a shoe. The 40-yard dash is probably going to happen here soon. They were saying, though, did you hear about Joey Harrington?
I did. I heard the whole segment boys.
They want me to run a 40-yard dash in the office?
Yeah, I heard they lined it up.
Absolutely not. Why not? Because that is a lawsuit waiting for to happen for Odyssey. I'm going to crash through a glass pane.
Oh, because you're old company man over here.
Oh, dude, I would sue this company so quick. Are you kidding me? There's a whole reason we got a legal department, bud. I mean, hell, even if I pull a hammy out on the field, I'm sending in a lawsuit.
Can we talk baseball real quick?
Yeah.
Because we're going to get out of here.
Yeah.
All right, Joe, who you got in the World Series?
World Series is going to be, oh God, he put me on the spot. I don't want to go with the Yankees. I want to go with, there's part of me that wants to kind of have Texas back in it this year.
It's not bad. I didn't pick them to make the playoffs when we did the AL West last week, so I can't pick Texas, even though I kind of really want to.
Yeah, it's just they're starting pitching.
What if they trade for Sandy Alcantara? What if DeGrom is DeGrom?
I mean, do the Rangers really have enough bullets to trade? I thought like the Yankees have way more prospects to trade for Alcantara.
Yeah, but I feel like Miami doesn't care.
You know, that's a great point.
It's like,
also,
whatever, dude.
Hey,
you like that guy? So do we.
But Jeets used to own him, so maybe they are partial.
But Jeets doesn't own them anymore.
Like, gotta know a couple guys in the front office.
So you want to go? You want to go Texas Dodgers?
I kinda,
right. We're all taking Dodgers in the National League.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, Dodgers. Yeah. It has to be.
Yeah, I'll go Texas Dodgers. I'll keep it sexy.
Texas Dodgers. Schultze, what you got?
I'm going dark horse here, and it's just because after their lineup, I mean, I hate the guy itself, but I do love the Alex Bregman signing for Boston and for Fenway Park. I'm picking the Boston Red Sox.
You think Red Sox, Dodgers?
I do.
Go ahead.
No, I think that the Red Sox are going to be hitting well. I think they had a lot of good performances that were kind of undervalued and slept on last year by guys like Jaron Duran, and then, of course, bringing in Bregman with Devers, with a Tristan Cassis. They've got that young middle infield. Yeah, I'm pretty impressed.
Do Dodgers-Red Sox get more eyeballs than Dodger-Yankees? Ratings. Just curious.
That's going to be, I'd say, about the same. Honestly, I don't think it's any better or worse.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's probably going to be around the same. I don't think it's going to get better. I mean, the Yankees are, it's the Yankees.
You might get more olds because of the Yankees, possibly.
It's Yankees-Dodgers, man. I mean,
that's the ultimate.
Yeah. I don't think it gets better than that if you're MLB and viewing audiences.
Boy, I'll tell you what. I got a pick. But before I give you that pick, if Cleveland makes the World Series, I'm just going to tell you right now, I said it here first. Otherwise, I'll take Dodgers, Jozos.
Dude, I hope you're right. Orioles have the third best odds.
I just think your farm system is so loaded that at the trade deadline, you're going to address starting pitching. Your bullpen's good. Your lineup is good. The only thing you need is starters.
The Orioles have the second or third best odds, depending on what book you look at.
I like Hyde as a manager. I think Jackson is going to have a great season. Gunner is going to be an MVP. Rutch is going to be good. Like, I'm going to take O's, Dodgers.
Rangers around the fourth best odds. Red Sox around the fifth best odds.
You got Dodgers winning it?
Oh, yeah.
Dodgers. You got Dodgers winning
Dodgers,
it?
Dodgers.
I'm going to take Joe's O's.
Why are you doing this to me?
Because I like them. Because I think they're great.
Why?
All right, that'll do it for us. We'll be back next week. Baseball's back, baby! For Joe Fisher, Schultze on the ones and twos, I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.